Welcome to this introduction to Rust at the Bush Theatre. Rust is written by Kenny Empson and directed by Eleanor Rode. The audio described performance in the Bush Studio Theatre is on Saturday, the 27th of July at 2:45. For details of a touch tour before the performance, please contact the box office on 020 8743 5050. The performance lasts for approximately 75 minutes with no interval. Seating is unreserved. The theatre gave an advance warning that Rust contains strong language, adult themes, and the use of haze and flashing lights. It also contains eco-friendly duck feathers, which could trigger allergies. A further warning on the door of the studio before we enter warns that the performance contains scenes which some audience members may find disturbing. For more information about this, please contact the box office in advance or speak to the duty manager. The audio description of Rust is written and will be given at the performance by Alison Clark. Rust is performed by a cast of two actors, both in their mid to late 30s. They play Nadia and Daniel. The performance publicity tells us, Nadia and Daniel have a secret. In fact, they have quite a few. They've just signed on the dotted line for a studio flat under a pseudonym, naturally, Mr. and Mrs. White. After years of school pickups, TV takeaways, and the day-to-day drudgery of married life, this is their chance to wipe the slate clean. But as much as they try to redefine the rules and themselves, the outside world is closing in. Ultra-contemporary, sexy and funny, Rust pushes the boundaries of trust, love and lust to the very limit. When we enter the small intimate space of the studio theatre at the Bush, the audience seating is arranged two rows deep against three of the four black walls. The audience surround the performance area on three sides, and are seated near enough for those in the front row to reach out and touch the actors during the performance. The set is very simple and represents the rented flat. In front of the empty black fourth wall is an area about 4 feet deep. Here six very slim fluorescent lighting tubes are suspended vertically. They're all the same size, each about 6 foot long, and space to allow the actors to pass between, in front or behind them during the performance. The tubes hang free, allowing them at times to swing gently independent of each other. At other times they move in unison, like pendulums. The tubes change colour with the scenes. At first they're illuminated in soft pastel colours. At others they will shine gold or orange, and at others they're all pure white. The main performance area in the centre of the audience is almost completely taken up by an enormous mound of pillows, about 3 foot high. They extend over an area about 15 feet square, with a narrow space of floor around the edge, where one of the or other of the actors occasionally stands. The pillows are encased in slightly crumpled, white or faded pastel-coloured pillowcases, and are piled apparently at random. This mound is the only furnishing in the flat, and for much of the time serves as an oversized double bed. All the action takes place in the flat over a period of 4 years. The scenes are episodic, each fading to a short blackout before the action moves on. The blackouts are usually accompanied by a short soundtrack. The actors remain in the same costumes throughout. Nadia is a petite figure, with an elfin heart-shaped face, a mischievous glint in her sparkling dark eyes. Her features frequently light up with a wide smile. Nadia's dark hair is swept up and secured at the back of her head, and her fringe hangs low to her eyebrows. Curling tendrils of hair escape and frame her face. She moves with a confident stride and stands upright, her feet firmly planted, hands on her hips. She frequently tilts her head, coquettishly, or flings herself onto the pillows, stretching seductively. Nadia is dressed stylishly but casually, in wide-legged burnt orange trousers. A loose black silk shirt is tucked in at the waist, and the sleeves are rolled up. She's always barefoot. Daniel's just a couple of years older. He's a solid, bearded figure. His hair and wiry beard are greying, and his hair is swept back from his face. He wears a long blue denim shirt, which hangs open. It hangs over a shapeless white T-shirt, and his T-shirt hangs outside his dark denim jeans. The sleeves of his shirt are rolled up to the elbow. At first, Daniel wears red patterned socks, but as time passes, he abandons these and is barefoot. Prominent on his left wrist is a large wristwatch. Both Nadia and Daniel wear wedding rings. Nadia's accompanied with a discreet but sparkling engagement ring. Please note that as time passes, the characters refer to occasional items of furniture. However, these don't appear but are mimed by the actors. Rust is performed by Claire Lambs as Nadia and John Foster as Daniel. The design is by Max Johns. Lighting design by Jess Baerberg. Sound design by David Gregory. The production manager is Marco Savo, and the stage manager is Julia Nimmo. Rust is written by Kenny Emson and has been directed by Eleanor Rode. And that concludes this audio introduction.